You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me about this food.
Yeah, so there's this story that popped up this morning. It's coming out of BuzzFeed, which is a very popular website. I was actually going to use this for Fat America in the trending report, but I feel like it kind of stands alone. And it's talking about burger toppings. What is acceptable and what is not acceptable as a burger topping. And of course, they got a whole list of things on here. But what caught my eye is this fascination that we have here in America with just taking something that's already delicious and fine on its own, the hamburger, and why we got to pile all this crap on it just to make it outrageous and to clog our arteries and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Because on this list, it starts talking about topping your burger with peanut butter and chili.
Well, they do that peanut butter burger they've done it for years over at the Cherry Cricket.
Unnecessary. I've had it.
I had it.
Yeah, me too. Unnecessary.
And I liked it.
Well, this is where we part ways. Potato chips made the list. You're going to have a hamburger and then just dump a bunch of potato chips on it?
Yeah, I've done that too. That's really good.
Mac and cheese is on the list.
I haven't tried that, but I would.
Which reminds me of what I just had in Disneyland last week, looking at the menu at one of the restaurants, and they had a mac and cheese hot dog, and I didn't even flinch. I was like, bring me that. I'm ordering that. It was a hot dog piled sky high with mac and cheese and then bacon crumbles all over the top of it. And I digested that. I put that inside my body.
I'm trying to think what wouldn't work with mac and cheese.
I don't know, salmon maybe. Beets?
No, that actually sounds like it would fit really well.
Arugula? I don't know. But yeah, I mean, this whole list is, you know, bacon. Yeah, bacon belongs on a burger. I'm okay with that. Then it goes into the different, you know, dressings. You can put ranch dressing on your burger, blue cheese, jalapenos.
I don't know, it's
at some point it just gets a little excessive to me with the, you know, everything you got to top these foods with now. Are we trying to kill ourselves a little quicker? The answer is yes. Yes, we are, Dom.
And they went and asked people, I guess, about putting a hot dog on your burger. And
yeah, and
I've
seen
that for sale before, too. I don't think I've tried that. But if it's a grilled hot dog, I don't see why not. It'd be the same as almost having a double burger.
It's a big thing growing up for me. When my dad ever grilled burgers on the grill, he would always throw a couple hot dogs on there. And then he would slice them in half and then slice them in half so they laid on top of his hamburger. So he'd have like a double patty hamburger with a hot dog on top. And to this day, I can still recall the look on my mom's face in just pure disgust. That my dad was doing this to himself. And, he's still kicking. He's still doing fine. And he still loves a hot dog on his hamburger. And I guess it's a combination that works. I never got into it. He didn't pass those genes on to me. I'm just, give me some lettuce and tomato and some mayonnaise, and I will call it a day with the burger.
Well, all of this, I mean, all the stuff that you're mentioning, like putting mac and cheese on a burger, peanut butter on a burger, stuff like that. I mean, it falls into that thing that I've griped about on this show for years, which is just a gimmicky America. You know, in order to catch people's attention, you got to do something gimmicky with food. That's why, potato chip companies will come out with, a watermelon flavored potato chip. Everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
It's like watermelon.
And they get the attention that they want. I mean, they just do a gimmick for a little while and it grabs people's attention. But now, if this isn't coming from a company, if this is just people at home in the backyard doing it, then I guess it doesn't fall into gimmick. Now it just falls into,
how outrageous can I make my burger look if I top it with macaroni salad and coleslaw now and slam
maybe
a bun on it?
Maybe people just get bored with the same food choices over
and over. How can you be bored with a burger?
Well, I know, but
and you really like that peanut butter one?
Yeah, well, let me put it this way. I wouldn't order it every time, but I'm such a peanut butter freak that you could put peanut butter on essentially anything, and I would probably be good with it.
I put peanut butter on a couple mouse traps last night in the garage.
Yeah.
Even the mice love it.
They do, man. They go
do.
Crazy for it.
Poor little
mice. That whole thing about putting cheese on a mousetrap.
No. Peanut butter is where it's at.
Although it breaks my heart a little bit to waste the peanut butter on the vermin.
Well, it is an appropriate last meal. I guess it is delicious, but I feel like I'm going to have to up my mousetrap game. I'm going to have to put peanut butter on there and bacon and potato chips and a little jalapeno now.